vuelan, así que llama ya al 911-133-5832. 911-133-5832.
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
Hey, amigos. Welcome back. Welcome back to the show with no name on Vaughn Radio and on Vaughn's Instagram. Remember, it's Grupo_Vaughn. And don't forget to follow us on YouTube. Not just Vaughn, follow me as well. I've got hundreds of videos on YouTube. And these videos, these show with no name bites, eventually, a la larga, end up on YouTube. So wherever you guys are on social media, make sure you're following Vaughn. Make sure you're following me, and this way you're learning English every single day of the week. That's right, because I know myself personally, I'm tweeting and posting on weekends as well. So, in fact, I know the reason I'm very active on the weekends on social media is because I know that that's when many of my students are able, capaces, are able to participate. So for me, that's really important. You know, if you guys are ready for content, I want to be able to give it to you. I'm not, take a break. Well, that's when you guys are taking a break. So that's when you're going to have the most time to practice your English or to listen to an episode of The Show with No Name or FYI or No Excuses or whatever you want to do. But make sure every weekend you make some time the same way you make time for your family. The same way you make time for anything that you deem important, to deem es considerar. English should be a priority for you as well. And if you have fun, then it won't be a chore, un deber. It'll be more like a hobby. So that's up to you. That's all about your outlook there. But right now, we've got to continue on, folks. We've got to listen to our Say What soundbite here for the third time. Guys, this is a very important listen, so write down what you hear.
The hell I don't listen to you. I've been hearing that crap ever since I was at UCLA. I'm out there busting my buns every night. Tell your old man to drag Walton and Lanier up and down the court for 48 minutes.
All right, that was the third listen. You guys will have one more chance to write down everything you heard in that Say What soundbite. But right now, let's go back to our spelling bee, and we'll take a look at these words here on World Voice Day, where, of course, for me, I think about this. You know, I earn a living with my voice. Okay, scripting, guionizando, producing. Claro, tengo que hacer todo eso también. But really, I earn a living, me gano la vida, because of my voice. So is your voice important? Yeah, I think so. And I don't just mean your voice, like the one you hear. I mean, your voice, tu voz, you know? And that's why I'm always telling you guys, be positive, you know, help each other. Because I realize that here as an English teacher on this platform, I also have a voice, right? And so that también lo usamos en ese aspecto también. So the first one is throaty. And this is really kind of makes sense, because if you know that the word throat is garganta, remember your neck is the outside part, but the throat is the inside part, right? It's the esófago, garganta, tráquea, it says here, right? But your throat. And we say, in fact, si te duele la garganta, we say, I have a sore throat. Es muy común decir eso. I have a sore, sore, S-O-R-E. So if your voz, es hecho un híbrido entre voz y voice. Como mi hija hace con pez and fish. Dice, pif, pif, pish. I'm like, bueno, eso está diciendo pez y fish. Pero luego hace, and I'm like, bueno, she knows what it is. She'll get it. Ya lo va a pillar, right? So throaty is guttural, okay? A throaty voice comes from the throat like this. I think of Rocky's trainer. You know Mickey? From Rocky, he goes, get up, you son of a bitch, because Mickey loves you. That's a throaty voice, no? De mucha garganta. The next voice is a very soft-spoken voice. If somebody has a soft-spoken voice, well, their voice is nice and gentle and smooth. I'm not soft-spoken. I've never been soft-spoken. Me cuesta muchísimo hablar tan ligero y tan bajito. But I think there's a certain power. People who are soft-spoken, you know. De voz suave, soft-spoken, we say. Great one to know. The next one is sing-song. ¿Qué? ¿Canta canciones? Yeah, sing-song. Me gusta como suena también. Pues suena tal como es, ¿no? De cantarín, que suena como sonsonete, aquí pone. The perfect accent, in my opinion, which is sing-songy, it's a sing-song accent, it sounds like we're speaking Chinese, right, is Irish. Oh, the lovely dobody boom de bobody body do de harm de bum deer deer. I'm not making fun of Irish people. I'm saying their intonation, their cadence is rhythmic. It's musical. It's beautiful. It's sing-song. Okay? The language has a sing-song sound to it. Okay, the next one is one that I know you'll know. But the pronunciation is what worries me here, because in Spanish, you guys say monótono. We don't. We say monotonous. And there's that that stop in English. Monotonous. Okay? Monotony, monotonous. So monotony is the noun, and if something is monotonous, it is the adjective. And monotonous is, everybody please pay attention, we are now going to start the second exercise. You don't go up. There's no changes in the pitch of your voice. And that brings us to our next word. Excuse me. Let me have a sip of coffee. Speaking of voice, high-pitched. If you have a high-pitched voice, then you sound like Mickey Mouse. High-pitched. And the last word is gravelly. And it's interesting because if you look at the word gravel, G-A-R-V-E-L, gravel. Well, gravel is small stones, grava, gravilla, it says. So if you have a gravelly voice, it's a little bit like raspy or throaty, áspero. It says here, áspero, right? Gravelly, a gravelly sound. So these are some words. We've looked at other ones in the past too. Horse, afónico, que no se escribe como caballo, pero se pronuncia exactamente igual. So these are different qualities that a voice can have. What about your voice? What does your voice sound like? Can you describe your voice to people if they ask you? All right, well, now it's time to move on, my amigos, to a section where we look at movies. It's called Name That Movie. Name That Movie. That's right, amigos. It's Name That Movie, only on the show with no name. And here's where we're going to learn English from a popular movie. Let's see if you guys can figure out what movie it is. Are you ready? Let me get into character. Okay. Two hip detectives protect a witness to a murder while investigating a case of stolen heroin from the evidence storage room from their police precinct. Toma. So two hip detectives. Hip? Cadera? What? Bueno, también. Hip es cadera. But hip is also, piensa hipster, modernillos. Hip, right? So two hip detectives proteger a witness, un testigo, to a murder. Alguien que ha sido testigo a un asesinato. Now remember, the word witness is a great word too. Why? Because witness is testigo, and witness is ser testigo de. So it's perfect. It makes it very easy. The witness, piensa en esta frase, the witness witnessed a crime. There you go. Okay. So while investigating a case of stolen heroin from the evidence storage. Now evidence is evidencia, no? Pruebas. And storage es almacenamiento. Si tenéis el móvil en inglés, deberíais, pues es el mensaje que te llega todos los días de Apple. Pay for more storage, get more storage, storage, almacenamiento. Y el verbo es to store, right? How much storage do you have in your phone? Can you store a lot of information in your phone? Otra vez, cuando vemos una palabra como storage, no nos quedamos solo ahí. Vamos a ver si hay más. Y claro, en este caso sí que hay. You store something in a storage room or a storage, very popular in New York. You see storage spaces. And now there's a whole business built around this and TV shows where they go into storage spaces, spaces that people have left, abandonado, and they auction them off. Lo ponen a subasta. I love these programs myself because they're mindless. Mindless es como puedes apagar la mente y verlos, you know. So, let's see. Marta says, speaking of voices, that's your movie voice. That's right, my movie trailer voice. And let's see the first person to get it. J.M. Hermosilla. Let's give him a nice round of applause over there. Today's movie is Bad Boys, 1995. Other people got it as well. The movie is Bad Boys, and I love this flick. It's such like a cop buddy kind of thing, you know, but amigos policías kind of movie and silly and goofy, but I love every minute of it. Me encanta esta película. And the second, I like the second one too, the sequel. I haven't seen the third one. I want to see it, but it's called Bad Boys for Life. And this stars Will Smith, protagonizado por, we say, it stars Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. They are a great comedic team. It came out in 1995, directed by Miguel Bahía. Mm-hmm. Michael Bay. And okay, bad joke. But it's a great movie. I love the cinematography. Do you know this word? Cinematography, cinema, fotografía, right? So cinema, la fotografía, hablando de cine. So cinematography. Claudia says, a.k.a. Dos Policías Rebeldes in Spanish. Yeah, it's true. It's like, come on. Dos Policías. It's just too literal. I mean, come on. Movies shouldn't have like a literal title, I don't think. You know, one guy who's angry with his family. And you're like, okay, well, wow. Okay, that's the story, I guess. You know, leave some of it for the movie, you know. And the same thing happens with trailers now, I think. IMO, in my opinion, I feel like trailers are like, you know, they give you the best parts, whereas they used to tease you, you know, vacilar un poco como, ¿quieres tentarte un poco? ¿Quieres saber más? And here they're like, lo mejor es esto, esto y esto. Boom, boom, boom. Okay, pues ya he visto las mejores escenas de la película. Thank you very much. So, Born to Iron Man. Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. And this was very popular. I'm sure you guys know this reference, but there was a show called Cops, where it showed cops busting in on people, you know, arresting people and stuff. And the music at the beginning was bad boys, what you gonna do when they come for you? And a running gag, un chiste que se repite, a running gag in this movie is they never know the second line. They're like, bad boys, what you gonna do? And they both are like, And I think in the second movie, in Bad Boys 2, he's like, man, we got to learn the lyrics one day. Tenemos que aprender la letra un día. So what we call a running joke or a running gag. All right, so let's take a look at this scene over here. Teresa says, oh, don't kiss me, Mike. And she says, I don't know where your lips were last night. Move. Okay, now this is Martin Lawrence's character. This is his wife. And so Will Smith's character just showed up at their house. Okay, it was breakfast time. And Teresa says, oh, don't kiss me, Mike. Le estaba dando los besos, saludando, you know, welcoming. Hello, hi, how you doing? Hey, Teresa. And, you know, Will Smith being his charming self, like, hey, Teresa, give me a kiss, you know. And she's like, don't kiss me, Mike. I don't know where your lips were last night. Yo no sé dónde estaban esos labios anoche. Quita, move. And the reason she says that is because if you know this character, Will Smith's character, is kind of a player. Es como un golfo en estas películas. So that's why she's saying, no me beses con esos labios, por favor. And then one of the kids says, Uncle Mike, did you have a date last night? Tío Mike, porque son tan amigos, they're partners, ¿no? So they have breakfast together and stuff at each other's house. Uncle Mike, did you have a day? Todo curioso. He's, you know, he's curious. He's nosy. And then Mike says, oh, did I? Oh, pues claro que sí, did I? He goes, let me tell you, that girl was... And then Teresa cuts him off, la madre. She's like, a mi hijo no le vas a contar. You know? So he's about to get into the details there, right? And Teresa's like, hey, whoa. Don't you go telling my boys none of your sleazy sex stories. And the word sleazy, this is a good word to know. S-L-E-A-Z-Y. And sleazy is sordido, squalid, dirty. You know, sleazy. It's not, you don't want to be called sleazy. And sometimes it has like a sexual, like a dirty sexual kind of meaning as well. Sleazy. So no quiero oír tus historias, tus aventuras sórdidas, right? Your sleazy sex stories, right? So, then she says, oh, no. She, dice Mike, Will Smith's character. And he says, oh, no, no. He goes, I only tell your husband, the inflection's very important. I only tell your husband my sleazy sex stories, dice. Solo cuento a tu marido esas historias. And then Marcus, the partner, he's like, a mí no me, he's like, tío, por favor. He's like, come on. And Marcus like, hey, come on. And Teresa says, well, I don't want him hearing it either. No quiero que él oiga tus cuentos, tus aventuras tampoco. Gives him ideas. Le da ideas, right? And then Marcus is fed up. Dice, vienes a mi casa, me la estás liando aquí. You're getting me in trouble. He goes, why are you doing this to me, man? ¿Por qué me estás haciendo esto, hombre? He goes, I'm with my babies. Estoy con mis bebés. He's like, okay, thank you. So it's really, really funny, the relationship they have. In this movie, they are always bickering. And to bicker is to argue, but not about things that are very important. A ver cómo lo pone aquí. A lot of times, I hate to, you know, stereotype, but a husband and wife. Pero yo te dije que era las siete, pero siete y diez. It's like... Well, who the fuck cares? It's 5 minutes, and what's not the end of the fucking world? Sorry. because there are real problems in the world, so there's no reason to bicker. And it's, discutir, pero reñir, you know, it's like, bueno, pero técnica, there's no need to. We got enough things, you know, real things. Como va la expresión, we've got bigger fish to fry. Tenemos peces más gordos que freír, que significa literalmente tenemos problemas más grandes con que enfrentarnos o lidiar con, right? To deal with, lidiar con. Okay, so great movies. Okay, I admit it's, you know, explosions and, you know, girls in bikinis and club scenes and, you know, it's Will Smith, fast cars, chases, persecuciones, but isn't that what everybody's looking for? A little action, a little excitement. And Michael Bay, although he's criticized for relying on this too much, these kind of special effects and car chases and, but this was, I didn't know this, his directorial debut. This was his first movie. So, I didn't know after that Transformer, you know, he's made so many movies after that, but a great movie. Now, the lead roles were originally intended for, are you ready for this? Eddie Murphy and Wesley Snipes. Can you imagine this movie with Eddie Murphy and Wesley Snipes? I can't. And I'll tell you something, you cannot fake the chemistry. No puedes falsificar esa química. That chemistry between Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. And I think that's what gives the movie some kind of soul, algo de alma. Because if not, it's poof, explode. Oh, it looks cool. The music is loud and, you know, chica, go-go dance. Yeah, it's great. But what makes the acting great or the nuances, otra vez para usar esa palabra, los matices, is the chemistry, la química between Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. And I think if you see it in English, you'll see that they're like a married couple. Son como una pareja casada. And really, I think they're it's one of the funniest movies I've ever seen. It's a movie I can see over and over and over again. Vez tras vez tras vez. You know, like a classic, like Airplane, Aterriza Como Puedas, or The Naked Gun. which you call dispara como puedas? No. There's aterriza. You love the como puedas bullshit. Agárralo. That's it. Agárralo como puedas. That's why do you guys change it? What's wrong with Airplane? What's wrong with The Naked Gun? What's wrong with Bad Boys? Dos policías rebeldes. Come on. Give me a break. All right. Well, it's time to move on to homophones.
Homophones. Homophones on the show with no name. It's homophones time because homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name. The show with no name. Homophones on the show with no name. Because homophones time because homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name.
That's right, that's right, my amigos. It's the show with no name 2.0. And we've got like 5 minutes left in this section. So we're going to do homophones and double trouble. So here we go, guys. As always, I'm going to give you two words. And I want you to tell me what the words are. Okay, now as always, I want you to use full sentences. As you guys know, if you don't use full sentences, I won't read your comment because I don't want to. The last thing I want to do is sound like a broken record. You know, I don't want to sound like a broken record at all. So here we go. Now, I think this one's going to be easy, but all right. Well, let's give it to you guys and we'll see what you think. The first word is hora. Right? Una hora, dos horas, tres horas. Hora, okay? And the second word is nuestro or nuestra. Okay, there you go. What do you want more? Those are your two words. What are the words? And do they sound exactly the same or not? All right, guys. Let's take a look. We'll see what your comments, what your opinion is. If you want to participate, as I said before, you can do it on Instagram or simply grab a pen, grab a notebook, and participate with us. Why not? All right, let's see. J.M. Hermosilla says, the homophone words today are mm and mm, and they sound alike. All right, great. Donnie says, the words are mm and mm, and they're homophones. Lemura says, the two words are mm and mm, and I think they're homophones. Okay, so right now, you guys are all telling me these are homophones. You seem pretty sure. Jose agrees. They sound exactly the same. Jason Jai as well says that they sound the same. So nobody's saying that they don't sound the same. Chris agrees. Leonardo agrees. Jaime says they aren't homophones, but you pronounce them alike. Well, I don't know what you mean there. And because if it's a homophone, they're pronounced exactly the same. That's what I want to know, right? So this is a yes or no question, guys. There's no middle ground here. Well, there could be a middle ground, but then you could tell me, well, in England, maybe, okay, that's fine, right? But I don't know if I get what you're saying there. Okay, Martha says, the words are mm and mm, and I think they don't sound exactly the same, but very similar. All right, well, I've got to say, the words are mm, but I think, all right, Claudia, you got where I was going here. You got exactly where I was going here. On paper, the word hour and hour sound exactly the same. On paper. So if I say, if I'm speaking and I say, this is our hour, esto es nuestra hora. But you know what the problem is? A lot of times when we say hour, we don't say hour, we say R. R como A-R-E. These are my friends, right? I'm going to say, estos son nuestros amigos. These are our friends. These are our friends. Te lo acabo de decir como yo lo diría a mi madre. These are our friends. Now, técnicamente es, these are our friends. Pero yo, es que me cuesta y no es natural decirlo. So, yeah, they're homophones, but we don't pronounce them, as Claudia said, when we're speaking as such. So if you just say the word our, you're not going to say our. You'll say our. If I show you the word O-U-R, you're going to say our. Pero en medio de una frase ya se convierte, al menos en mi zona de Estados Unidos, en our. Right? Are you coming to our party? Suena igual. Are you coming to our party? Our. That's exactly how I would say it. That's exactly the way my mother taught me to say it. So did I just blow your mind? Great job, Claudia. You saw it was a tough one because you're all right. Todos tenéis la razón. They're technically homophones, but do we pronounce them the same? Not all the time. Welcome to English, guys. Bienvenidos a Inglés. It's time for another section before we go to our final commercial break, and it's Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
Here it is, today's Double Trouble. Le dije que yo no podría hacer excepciones, aunque viviera a la vuelta de la esquina. Le dije que no podría, o que no pudiera, bueno, podría, I couldn't, okay? So, le dije que yo no podría hacer excepciones, aunque viviera a la vuelta de la esquina. That is today's Double Trouble. We'll take a look at the answer to that and much more in the fourth and final part of today's show. So, stick around.
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833. Ven a vernos a nuestra tienda física en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75. Y si no te viene bien, ya sabes, baugantienda.com.
Hello there, this is Fitz. I want to talk to you about the Curso de Inglés Online de Baugan. 99 euro for 1 year of classes. You can spread the 99 euro over 3 months. It's 30 cents per day. All the Vaughan favorites are in there. Richard Vaughan, Richard Brown, Jimena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso. Curso de Inglés Online, baugan.com.
Sí, dígame.
Hi, Pedro, this is Siobhan, your Vaughan teacher. Welcome to your telephone class.
Oh, hello, Siobhan. How are you doing today?
I'm great. So let's begin by reviewing the present perfect. Have you ever been to China?
No, I haven't.
¿No tienes tiempo de ir a clase? ¿Quieres que tu profesor Baugan te dé clases por teléfono cuando mejor te venga? Entonces te va a gustar mucho nuestro nuevo programa de clases telefónicas de Baugan. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5833 o en grupobaugan.com.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupobaugan.com.
Okay, now, tell me you want to do 10 more push-ups.
I want to do 10 more push-ups.
Very good. Ask me if I'll tell you to do 10 more.
Will you tell me to do 10 more?
No, I'm going to tell you to do 20 more. Ask me if I care.
Did you care?
No, 20 more.
Come on.
Ahora, más oportunidades. Sigue entrenando tu inglés con tu mejor entrenador, un profesor Baugan. ¿Por qué no aprovechas también ahora la hora de comer para poner en forma tu inglés? Apúntate a un curso de inglés trimestral por videoconferencia. Seguro que siempre has querido probar el famoso método Baugan, pero no hay un centro Baugan en tu ciudad. ¡Voilà! Aquí tenemos la solución ideal para ti. El método Baugan en una clase por videoconferencia, con los profesores mejor formados para subir un peldaño tu nivel de inglés. Disfruta de todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan ahora en videoconferencia y en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Nuestra avanzada tecnología permite que nuestras clases por videoconferencia tengan la misma velocidad e intensidad que una clase en el aula. En tan solo un par de clics podrás acceder a la plataforma y empezar tu clase. Y recuerda, prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿A qué esperas? Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/clases videoconferencia. Fácil, cómodo y muy eficaz. Sigue poniendo en forma tu inglés.
Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
Hey amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to the Show with No Name 2.0 on Vaughn Radio. Remember, you can join us live on Instagram. It's Grupo_Vaughn. But if you can't tune in live, don't worry, because you can listen wherever you listen to podcasts, to all the Vaughn Radio programs. So make sure you guys get your fix. A fix is arreglar, pero fix también es tu dosis. Get your fix, get your daily dose of the Show with No Name here on Vaughn Radio. And it's a pleasure to have you all aboard today. And what I can't believe is that we are in the final part of today's program. So let's make every single second count. Are you with me? Cool. All right, well, let's listen to our Say What soundbite. We're going to listen to it for the fourth and final time. So guys, write down what you hear. Good luck.
The hell I don't. Listen, kid. I've been hearing that crap ever since I was at UCLA. I'm out there busting my buns every night. Tell your old man to drag Walton and Lanier up and down the court for 48 minutes.
All right, guys, there we go. That was the Say What soundbite for the fourth time. We'll see if anybody got that. If you guys got it already and I missed it, let me know. But I don't think anybody has figured it out yet. So we will solve that in a little bit, but we need to solve our double trouble, next. Now let's see if anybody got the double trouble. I'm scrolling down the comments and I see a lot of people waving. I like waving, but I prefer participation. The waves are cool. I like them. Thanks. Thank you. My question is, how do you say this in English? Le dije que yo no podría hacer excepciones, aunque viviera la vuelta a la esquina. Like, perdona, es lo que hay. Ajo y agua. Hombre, si tú dices en inglés a alguien garlic and water, nada. No significa nada en absoluto. We say grin and bear it. Right, to grin and bear it is como tienes que sonreír, grin and bear it, okay? And bear is oso, pero también es aguantar. To grin and bear it, okay? So, nobody. Oh, wait, I see somebody who is participating in the double trouble section. Hold on, there he is. Yes, Mr. Cricket. Let's see how you did. Okay. I've got jokes. All right, well, let's take a look. J.M. Hermosilla says, I told her I couldn't make it round the corner, even if I lived round the corner. I like it, but that's not what we're looking for. But you know what? I'll tell you something right now. The only one who's making any effort so far, hasta ahora, I know more of you are, is J.M. Hermosilla. So give it up for him. Hey, you got to try. I always give credit for effort. If you're making an effort, even if you make a mistake, you know I'll be proud of you, and you know that. Claudia, let's see if she can figure it out. It's a tough one. Os dije, es difícil, no os preocupéis. I told her I could, oh my God. Ladies and gentlemen, it is incredible. Today, I don't know what happened, but maybe she was hanging out in California for too long, because she is on fire. Ladies and gentlemen, there's Claudia. There she is. Go on. She's right there in the WhatsApp group. Not WhatsApp. Instagram. Bueno, mismo dueño, ¿no? Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah, she's right here. Claudia's 179. Over here. There you go. You got her. Great job. All right. Well, Claudia, that was impressive. Thoroughly impressive. And you nailed it. And I think this is one of the hardest ones we've had in a long time. So, and I had to look at it porque yo digo, ¿cómo se dice esto en español? And claro, the American in me wants to say doblar las reglas. Because in English, doblar las reglas means to, we say to bend the rules, right? To bend the rules. And bend is doblar, literalmente. Pero sé que si tú dices en español, to bend the rules, no tenéis una expresión que es doblar las reglas. Entonces digo, pues no es eso. So then you think about it, well, what does it mean? Give me an example of when somebody bends the rules. Okay, well, let me give you an example. You came to class late, and normally if you come to class late, I don't let you participate. But today, I'm going to make an exception. I'm going to bend the rules. Hacer que las reglas sean más flexibles. Piénsalo. To bend the rules. It's a great expression to know, okay? So, le dije que yo no podría hacer excepciones. I told him I couldn't bend the rules, okay? Aunque viviera a la vuelta de la esquina, even though he lived right around the bend. And right around the bend is the same as saying right around the corner. So the word that we looked at twice there is the word bend, okay? To bend the rules means to be flexible with the rules, okay? And to live around the bend. I believe there's a very famous song, coming around the bend. Hold on, round the bend song. I know there's a famous song. Yeah, Creedence Clearwater, CCR, the American rock group from the South. They have a song called Up Around the Bend, Más Adelante and A la Vuelta a la Esquina. Lo que estoy viendo también que Pearl Jam tiene una canción, que se llama Around the Bend. I know you all know Around the Corner. Pues piénsalo, es donde la calle dobla, ¿no? It's where it bends. It makes sense. Lo único, ten cuidado, porque la palabra bend no es lo que hacemos con ropa o con papel. We fold that. So, cuidado, porque cuando nos referiríamos a papel o ropa, we fold the laundry, la colada, right? We fold a piece of paper. See, I folded this. Very different than bend. Bend is like metal or something that you have to make some kind of more of an effort than folding, I would say. Although anybody who has ever folded like, you know, three loads of laundry, tres coladas, will tell you, well, maybe it's easier to bend metal. I'm just kidding. All right, guys, there we go. That is today's Double Trouble. And since I'm in a joking kind of mood, I think it's time for your joking. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, what did the guy say when he walked into the bar? Ouch! Ouch! You get it? Ouch! He walked into the bar.
You're joking.
That's right, amigos. You're joking. Estás de coña. You're joking. And I know that's what you're thinking every time I tell jokes, even if it's not in the joking section. But here's where I make sure you're going to get at least one joke a day. And I can guarantee that these are corny jokes. Corny, yeah, maif, pero no. Corny is malo, chistes malos. So here we go. Let's see if you guys get this joke. Why did the guy buy a donkey? Why did the guy, ¿por qué compró el tío, no, el tipo, a donkey, un burro? Okay? Anybody know? And by the way, the donkey sound is ee-aw, 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 donkey, or a mule, we say as well. Mule, I'm sure that word sounds familiar to you. So why did the guy buy a donkey? Excuse me. The sneeze wasn't part of the joke. Why did the guy buy a donkey? Because he thought he might get a kick out of it. No. He thought he might get a kick out of the donkey. Oh, this is a good one. To get a kick out of the donkey. Another way to say a donkey too, pero es un poco más ofensivo si queremos insultar a una persona y decir, eres un burro, eres, you're a jackass. Como estos que hacen de MTV, jackass, right? But normally we say a mule or a donkey. Thank you. Nata says, bless you. Thank you very much. So did anybody get the joke? Why did the guy buy a donkey? And we don't say donkey, we say donkey. It's como una A. Donkey. Why did the guy buy a donkey? Because, well, he thought he might get a kick out of it. Okay, que iba a recibir una patada de ello, which I don't know if that's a good thing. Right, to get a kick out of something. Me ha dado, he recibido una patada de tal cosa. But also, the expression to get a kick out of something means to enjoy it. If you get a kick out of this show, that's awesome, right? To get a kick. I really get a kick out of this program. I get a kick out of learning English with you. And I recommend this now, you know, write down this expression and make a list. Things that you get a kick out of. Y apréndetelo como frase hecha. Cosas que te da placer hacerlos. I get a kick, te doy mi lista. I get a kick out of watching my daughter learn. No, me encanta, me divierto, me flipa. This would be flipar, to get a kick out of something, right? It's not that you like it, you love it, you really enjoy it, you take pleasure in it. It says flipar aquí. Right? Me flipa. I get a kick out of my daughter learning. I get a kick out of looking at airplanes. I get a kick out of preparing my different podcasts. I enjoy it. I really get into the process. So to get a kick out of something. If you didn't know it, well, now you do. It's an expression that means to thoroughly, completamente, to thoroughly enjoy something. Okay, so make a list. That's a great way to practice it. What do you get a kick out of? Y acuérdate, no es get a kick. It's get a kick out of. So te tienes que aprender, get a kick out of. 5 words. Y luego ya pones lo que te mola, te flipa después. I really get a kick out of snowboarding. I get a kick out of this, right? Great, great expression. And obviously the word kick is patada. But in this case, it doesn't have anything to do with una patada. So now that you know the expression, why did the guy buy a donkey? Because he thought he might get a kick out of it. Porque pensaba que le iba a flipar. That is today's joke. I know it was corny, but if you learned a new expression, job done. It's time for a little celebration called Famous Birthday Trivia. Right, amigos, that's right. It's Famous Birthdays only on the show with no name. And as always, this is a part of the show where we celebrate. And we're celebrating a birthday over here. Well, 3 birthdays. And we're going to see who these birthday boys and girls are. In fact, you guys are going to tell me who our birthday boys and girls are today. So that said, here we go, guys. The first person was born in 1965, okay, 1965, he's an American actor, Afro-American, we would say. He's also a director, a producer, screenwriter. I remember him before he was an actor. I remember him as a comedian. I remember him doing stand-up comedy, monólogos. And then he had his own show, which was crazy, a sitcom, which was on Fox in the United States. And that's when I knew he was, you know, in the height, el apogeo, lo más alto, in the height of his fame there, because not everybody gets their own show with their name as the title. So people who did that, Seinfeld, the Andy Griffith Show, the Johnny Carson Show, no more, se llamaba The Tonight Show, o sea, que no, ni él. So this guy, the show was it's his first name. Now Seinfeld, it's his last name, but still, you have your own sitcom, that's huge. But if you have your own sitcom, and it's your name, millions of people. Your name becomes a household word. Conoce tu nombre todo el mundo. So after that, well, he got some good juicy roles, right? Roles son papeles, and juicy, pues, con mucha chicha. And he was the lead in the Bad Boys, well, co-lead with Will Smith in the Bad Boys franchise. He was also in House Party, Boomerang, one of my favorites, where he plays a big obese woman, is Big Mama's House. Big Mama's House. He was in Blue Streak. He plays a cop a lot. They cast him as a cop pretty often. And he's had a lot of problems. He's had some problems with erratic behavior, violent, you know, rage and mood swings. A mood swing is cuando se te va cambiando el humor super rápido, ¿no? A mood swing. A ver cómo lo ponen aquí. Altibajos emocionales. So this guy, it seems like he's got some issues, unos temas. But I think he's really funny. I love his energy, and he's in Bad Boys. I just told you, Bad Boys is one of my favorite movies. So there you go. He's not Will Smith. He's the other guy. Okay, el menos guapo. Imagine, él sabía. What do you think? He didn't know his role? He's like, you're playing the ugly short guy, and Will Smith is going to be the attractive, nice, you know, good-looking guy. Okay? All right. He's like, all right, how much? How many million am I getting paid? Okay, cool. Sure. I'll play whatever you want. You want me to wear a dress? And there's Big Mama. Big Mama's house. He's like, how? I'm not going to wear a dress. I'm not going to dress up as a woman in this way. How much? Okay, sure. Yeah, yeah. When do we start? All right. The second person was born in 1924. Whoa, a long time ago. 1924. He passed away, falleció, in 1994. And he was an American composer, compositor, conductor. A conductor is a person who conducts the orchestra. You say director de orquesta, we say a conductor. So he's a conductor, a pianist, and, well, he's a multi-instrumentalist. He won 4 Academy Awards, a Golden Globe, 20 Grammy Awards, the ones for music, and he even got a Lifetime Achievement Award, que por haber cumplido muchas cosas en su vida, which was in 1995. Now, some of his most famous compositions are doo-doo, the Pink Panther, man. Come on, of course. He also wrote Moon River. You know this song? From Breakfast at Tiffany's, de la película Desayuno con Diamantes, right? And Moon River, I'll say. And this song has been covered by so many people. This is a very popular song, Moon River. All right, so it's the composer of that song and, well, obviously many other songs as well. And last but not least, this person was born in 1947. He was an American basketball player and coach. He played for the Milwaukee Bucks and the Los Angeles Lakers. He was one of the most famous players and still is one of the most famous players to ever grace a basketball court. And he was also in the movie Airplane. Aterriza como puedas. He played a pilot. Well, actually, he played the co-pilot, which is the co-pilot is el comandante. No. So the comandante is the pilot or the captain, and the co-pilot or the first officer, es como lo dicen ellos, is sitting in the right seat. Okay. And so the movie is Airplane. You call it Aterriza como puedas. And this guy had a cameo. Well, no, not really. He was in a lot of the movie, at least the early part of the movie. One of the most famous basketball players ever, ever. And I don't know. I've never seen him play. Maybe I was really, really young, but I did see Michael Jordan play, and I'll take that. All right, let's see if anybody got it. Ladies and gentlemen, we have got a winner. Give it up for your buddy here, J.M. Hermosilla. Famous birthdays today are Martin Lawrence, Actor Martin Lawrence. Number two, Henry Mancini. Henry Mancini, the famous composer. And last but not least, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, which brings us over to our Say What soundbite. This is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in the movie Airplane. And the kid recognizes him. Remember, there's a kid, if you haven't seen the movie, there's a kid who basically goes into the cockpit. You know, he's visiting the cockpit. Many kids do. It's not very common in flight, but, you know, you can arrange. It depends on the captain. The captain has to make that decision, el comandante. But so they welcome this kid into the cockpit, and he's curious, and they're, you know, talking about planes. And then the kid recognizes Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He goes, wait a second. He goes, you're not Roger Murdoch. I think that was his name in the movie. He goes, you're Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about, kid. He's like, yo no sé de qué hablas, amigo. And then the kid says something like, my dad says you're lazy and that, you know, you should move your ass more on defense. Algo así. Como te deberías mover más en defensa porque eres un poco vago, you know? He's like, my dad says that. Mi padre dice eso. And then he says, you don't try hard enough. Que no intentas, no lo suficiente. And then he grabs him by the collar, del cuello de la camiseta. And he goes, the hell I don't. Es una mierda que no intento. Hell I don't, he says. Listen, kid. Escucha, niñato. Listen, kid. Es lo que el tono, ¿no? Listen, kid. I've been hearing that crap. He oído esta mierda ever since I was at UCLA. Desde que jugué para UCLA, ¿no? UCLA. He goes, I am out there busting my buns. Now, your buns son el culo. And busting is dejando el culo, ¿no? Trabajando duro. I've been out there busting my buns every night. He goes, tell your old man, dile a tu viejo, to drag Walton and Lanier. And Walton and Lanier eran dos jugadores. Walton and Lanier up and down the court for 48 minutes. Que él corra con ellos 48 minutos por una cancha de baloncesto. So in the end, he's showing him he is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Because the kid's like, my dad, y hasta que ahí ya se desvela. Y dice, pues tú dile a tu padre. So it's that reveal in the movie where you realize, like, okay, he admits now that he's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And he's moonlighting, esta es buena palabra, moonlighting as a pilot. And to moonlight is tener otro trabajo como tal cosa. So there you go, guys. That was the Say What soundbite. Let's hear basketball player, NBA star, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in this classic comedy, Airplane.
The hell I don't. Listen to you. I've been hearing that crap ever since I was at UCLA. I'm out there busting my buns every night. Tell your old man to drag Walton and Lanier up and down the court for 48 minutes.
There you go, folks. Mr. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the birthday boy. And it's time for our final section, Name That Lyric.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name that lyric, name that lyric, name that lyric, name that lyric, only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name, name that lyric, only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name, it's name that lyric, only on the show with no name.
That's right, amigos. It's Name That Lyric, only on the show with no name. And this is the final section of today's show. I can't believe that we are here now at the last few minutes of today's show. It's just flown by once again. So thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here every day, for learning and laughing with me, for downloading, for commenting, for subscribing to our podcast and our YouTube pages, and for learning with us every day. It's a pleasure, as always, and keep up the great work. Seguid con el buen trabajo. All right, here's today's Name That Lyric. Let's see if you guys can figure it out. Río de la Luna, más largo que una milla. No, más amplio. Largo no, porque es wider. Wider than a mile. Te estoy cruzando con ese estilazo un día. I'm crossing you in style someday. Ay, cumplidor de sueños, rompe corazones. Oh, dream maker, you heartbreaker. Vayas donde vayas, voy por ese camino. Wherever you go, I'm going that way. Dos vagabundos, two drifters, off to see the world, que quieren ver el mundo. There's such a lot of world to see, tanto mundo por ver. We're after the same rainbow's end. Los dos estamos buscando el fin del arco iris. And it's waiting around the bend. What? Around the bend? ¿Y qué significa eso? Oh, la que vimos antes. Okay, so you know what that means. Around the bend, a la vuelta de la esquina. There it is. And our winner, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Claudia. The song is Moon River by Henry Mancini, the birthday boy. That's right, guys. Fantastic job on today's show. This is a classic from a classic movie. And as I said, there are many, many different covers and versions of this song, cover version, misma palabra, but there's nobody who does it quite like Audrey Hepburn in the movie. So sing it with me, this classic Moon River. And thank you so much for being here, my amigos.
You heartbreaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way. Two drifters off to see the world. There's such a lot of world to see. The same rainbow's end, waiting round the bend.
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833. ¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que, pues, que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.